Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is guarding our words. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Guarding Our Words. Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies. Psalms 141, 3 through 4. Recently, my mother gifted me with a slew of keepsakes from my childhood. Trophies, cards, papers, pictures. Eager to dive into their mom's past, my girls spent the afternoon with me rummaging through the boxes. Holding a plastic trophy, my eldest daughter squinting at the label, "Most Outspoken Award? Mom, what does outspoken mean?" Cringing, I began to explain. Someone outspoken tends to give opinions without thinking about how they might affect other people's views. My middle daughter piped up, "Oh yeah, that describes you perfectly." Ouch! In my teens, I wore my brashness as a badge of honor. I said whatever I wanted to whoever I wanted. I didn't care whether it was received well or not. That was not my problem. My classmates nominated me for the reward, and the day I received it, I swelled with pride. It had been almost 20 years since I'd received that award, but it is an ongoing struggle to tame my tongue, as my daughter pointed out. For years, I blamed my lack of self-control and brashness on my temperament. My personality is bold and my words blunt. I excused my frankness by claiming clarity and honesty. In hindsight, I realized I cared more about my opinions and having my voice heard than I cared about others. James 3:5 tells us, "Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark." Unfortunately, my words have set fire to relationship over the years, leaving nothing but ashes. Our words, like a real fire, burn everything in their path. Eventually, the flames are extinguished, but the damage and scars are beyond repair. I began to study the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit started to convict me when I started to let my words run wild. Thankfully, as I matured in my relationship with Christ, I realized that my words carry tremendous weight. I came across Psalm 141:3. "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." Yes, that's exactly what I need. A guard over my mouth. Maybe even a lock and key option. Psalm 141 gives us a glimpse into the heart of David. He cries out to God, confessing his wicked ways and sinful desires, and asking that God redeem and rescue him from his sin. David knew that the product of his words was what was in his heart. He didn't just ask the Lord to guard his speech, but his heart as well. For some of us, watching our words proves impossible. But I've learned to prevent potential heartache by pausing before I speak. It seems trite, but it's necessary to help us guard our hearts and keep a diligent hold on our speech. I like to take a minute to think through my response. Will my words bring hurt or harm? Or will they encourage and edify? We have choices in how we use our words. Fire can be deadly and destructive, but it can bring warmth and sustenance. Let us be people who keep a close watch on our tongues, renewing our hearts and minds daily as we seek to be life-giving in all we say and do. Intersecting faith and life. Has there ever been a time you wish you could take back your words? Do you struggle to pause before speaking? Pray that the Lord will help you practice patience and self-control, giving you discernment and guidance in your speech. Further reading, Proverbs 15:4, James 1:19-20.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.